Basic actions on the construction site. Good morning, my name is Kuba Wojcik. I was to start my apprenticeship today. I am looking for a site manager.
It's me. My name is George Smith. I'm glad you came. For you it will be an opportunity to gain hands-on knowledge and experience on the construction site.
Okay, where to start? What should I do today?
Today you will help me to check bills of quantities. But before you do that, could you please help me organize the projects on my desk? I also need you to scan the work schedule and send it to project managers.
Sure, no problem.
Tomorrow, please contact Michael at Finishing Works Foreman. He will show you what works should be carried out to install drywall and lining. You will learn how to screw and cut boards, drill holes in them and fix them to the frame.
Oh, speak of the devil. Here he is. Hi, Michael.
Good to see you.
Would you take care of this young man? Jack is our apprentice.
I'll be happy to help. See you tomorrow on site.
The next day.
A few words about the construction of drywall. First, you need to measure the planned wall accurately, check the materials, and if something is missing, order it from a builder's merchant.
It's already been done.
Great. Then let's proceed with constructing a framework to which plasterboard is fixed. We can make it from wooden studs or steel profiles.
So, which do you go for?
It depends on many factors. For example, whether the wall is to be insulated, soundproofed, what purpose it has to serve. We will use steel profiles.
What distance do you screw or nail the profiles apart?
Most often, we screw the so-called fixing profiles first. You can nail them, wooden surface, or use screw anchors and screws, concrete surface. Then we form an infill with typical stud spacing of 60 cm centers.
How can I attach metal profiles to each other?
You can use the so-called flea screws, self-drilling screws for joining metal elements.
Can I extend the length of profiles?
Certainly. Once the formwork is ready, you can cover it with plasterboard, but you need to make sure it is sufficiently strong and stable. The boards are large and flexible, they can be easily damaged, so the installation requires at least two people. You should be careful when marking, cutting, and lifting plasterboard.
Is this all?
You still have to skim a coat and sand it smooth. Then check against the light to spot any imperfections and, if necessary, correct them.
Remember to prime the walls before skimming. Repeat the same action before painting.
Let me know if you need any help. And meanwhile, please help me hold this board.